This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, August 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Avocado farmers decry water bill. Padilla tackles farm worker concerns, and LeMay pushes ag tech bill in Congress. Avocado growers rally against water bill. The California Avocado Commission is urging members to sign a letter opposing AB 399. Here's the background. Two small water districts housing 600 farmers are proposing to separate from the San Diego County Water Authority and join a different wholesale water supplier in Riverside County. The Avocado Commission argues this would stabilize water rates after years of significant increases. One in five California avocado growers farm within the two districts, producing 10% of the state's crop. The districts agreed to pay an exit fee of more than $24 million to offset the revenue impact of the authority. The issue, as the three-year effort nears the finish line, AB 399 would step in by setting a higher bar for detaching from the San Diego utility. In an alert to its members, the commission called the bill, quote, a blatant effort to usurp the existing law and circumvent the will of the ratepayers. They warn it would set a precedent that utilities could replicate in other counties. Now, keep in mind, Assemblymember Tasha Boren's first attempt at the legislation failed to pass out of an assembly committee earlier this year. She then gutted on a separate measure already in the Senate and filled it with the original bill language. Border is arguing the detachment would negatively impact the water rates of nearly every household in San Diego County. The authority is supporting AB 399. That, alongside the California Labor Federation and the Regional Chamber of Commerce. LeMay. New legislation will propel adoption of innovation in ag sustainability. In this opinion piece for AgriPulse, California Fresh Fruit Association President Ian LeMay discusses the Specialty Crop Mechanization Assistance Act of 2023. Moving forward, argues LeMay, it's crucial that we rally behind this act. The full article is available at AgriPulse.com. A pair of bills address farm worker concerns. Senator Alex Padilla of California introduced two bills to help elevate the voice of farm and food system workers. His Supporting Our Farm and Food System Workforce Act would establish an office at USDA to serve as a liaison between the agency and farm workers, providing a platform for their concerns and interests and helping develop recommendations and new initiatives for the department. The 2008 Farm Bill established a dedicated liaison for USDA and farm workers nationwide, but has, quote, lacked sufficient staff and resources to adequately address farm worker needs. Padilla's Voice for Farm Workers Act would, quote, expand the farm worker coordinator duties to allow for the coordinator to create recommendations for new initiatives and programs, conduct further outreach and research related to farm workers, and collaborate within the department on programmatic and policy decisions related to farm workers. Too often, lack of access to language services, outreach, and USDA programs leaves them vulnerable to challenges including food and housing insecurity, lack of health care access, and inadequate job protection, says Padilla. He continues, these bills would equip the USDA with important tools to integrate workers' key priorities and viewpoints, including enhancing collaboration across the department with the federal government and with key outside stakeholders. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. OMB guidance explains how to assess benefits of ecosystem services. Proposed guidance from the Office of Management and Budget would require federal agencies to assess the benefits of ecosystem services when conducting cost-benefit analysis. Failing to fully account for nature's bounty has led to undervaluing and erosion in our nation's natural assets, the White House said. When we account for our environment, we are able to harness opportunities to confront climate change, promote prosperous and resilient communities, and invest in strong infrastructure. We must measure what we value, not just value what is simple to measure. The guidance says it aims to make incorporating ecosystem service considerations easier for agencies conducting these analyses, resulting in lower analytic burdens for agencies and more sound analytics. The comment period on the proposed guidance ends on September 16. Schumer warns of a dairy cliff if the Farm Bill expires. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer raised concerns in a speech yesterday about reaching the dairy cliff or the expiration of the dairy margin coverage program if Congress does not succeed in passing a farm bill this year. The dairy margin coverage program, introduced in the 18 Farm Bill as a replacement for the margin protection program for dairy, pays dairy producers when their production margins fall below a predetermined level. Letting the program lapse would require the federal government to purchase milk, quote, at a more than double the current market price rate to stabilize prices, according to a release from Schumer's office. Schumer also warned that hitting the dairy cliff could lead to reduced access to fluid milk and increased prices for dairy products. Mandatory base update could hit some states hard. Lawmakers continue to struggle with what to do about commodity programs and a new farm bill, including how to pay for increases in reference prices. One idea is to require farmers to update their base acreage to reflect current plantings. Doing so could save money that could be used to raise reference prices. But an analysis that was obtained by AgriPulse shows that mandatory base update would create some major political challenges. 34 states collectively would lose a net $3 billion over the next 10 years. That according to the analysis conducted by the Senate Ag Committee's GOP staff. Other states would gain $1.1 billion, leaving a net savings of $1.9 billion that could be reallocated. Well, here's today's He Said It. It's not enough to just deal with the waste that we create. That California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who has joined a coalition calling for EPA to adopt a more aggressive strategy to combat plastic pollution. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, August 2nd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.